You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I tell you, one of the most eclectic places you can visit is the Heroic Age Studios and all that encompasses on the east end of town in Mount Zion. Eric Hector joins us from Heroic Age, the Heroic Age Arts Center, presenting the Art of Fear, which is their fourth annual event this Saturday, October 14th. Eric, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. You guys always have a lot of fun with this, and it's well received. But for the folks who have never been, sort of describe what they will encounter when they arrive this Saturday.
Well, this Saturday we're doing, you know, like you said, our fourth annual Art of Fear. Basically, we have our gallery has kind of Halloween-based art in it from either local artists or the artists that are there as residents of the Art Center. And then we have kind of celebrity guests who come and give talks. And this year we got some really, really good ones. We've got Andrew Rothenberg from The Walking Dead. He was a character on the first season of Walking Dead. He was also in one of the vampires in True Blood. He's been on Supernatural. He's been in a lot of things, so he's going to be there and give a talk. We've got Logan Long from Face Off. I think he might even do a sculpture demo. He has been on two seasons of the TV show Face Off, where they do all the makeup competitions.
Yeah, if you've never watched this, this is a fascinating show. It's on Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm. It's fun, right? You can get it on demand and watch these episodes. Lindsay and I just really, in the last 6 months, found this show and watched all the seasons.
Oh, yeah. We've got a really good relationship with them. We have a person come in every year from that, and Logan's a big fan favorite, so, and he's been on a couple seasons of it, so I think he's going to do a terrific demo.
All right, that's pretty cool. And what else is going on?
We've also got Kitsy Duncan from The Oddity Files. She has a show where they do investigations and different things of hauntings and stuff like that, and since people have claimed that the old grade school where the Art Center is haunted, she's going to go through and kind of take a look around and then and talk about her her experiences there. And then we've also got some new stuff. This year is the first year we've been able to do this, but because of all the response we've gotten for our Frightful 5000 film, that film is greenlit and we are shooting it. So we have one of the sets built. We've reconstructed one of the interiors of one of the sets of one of the cabins from New Salem down in the bottom, and we're going to take tours through so people can see the set. And then, of course, we're also with ourselves and Steve Weber from Liaison. We're going to have some VR setups there. And we're also going to debut our new 4K theater, so you will be able to see that. I don't know if it'll be completely up and running, but it should be very close, and you'll be able to see the 4K theater we're going to have at the Art Center.
That's very cool. Then you're going to have Scotty B's food truck out there. So 11 to 5, right?
Yep.
And what is the admission fee?
It is free.
All right.
Just come and show up.
That's pretty cool. Anytime during those times. Do you have any idea when the folks will be speaking or any of the displays might be going on?
I don't have an idea for the speakers yet. We're going to plan that probably today, but they will be there all day signing, so each one will have a
table.
So
you get a chance to... Yeah,
yeah, you can interact with them. And we're going to have a lot of local artists and vendors there that are setting up, too, that you'll be able to go out on the lawn and interact with and see some of their work. So it should be a good time.
All right, this is going to be cool stuff. It's a lot of fun. Lindsay and Little Man love this event every year. It's just a cool way to get the Halloween season kicked off. You can go to artoffear.org if you want to find out more information online. And it all kicks off at 11 and then ends at 5. And Heroic Age, by the way, is at 135 North Henderson in Mount Zion. It's the old school, right?
Yep, the old Mount Zion grade school.
Yeah, and you've turned it into a great place full of unique local business owners. And how many tenants are there now?
Oh, my gosh. We are now officially of the top, I think, is completely full. I think we've got around 11 businesses now.
Yeah, right from jewelry maker. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, we've got Jeff Quick Scott is taking some extra spaces. He's putting in a full recording studio there. We've got a dance studio. We've got Lore Web Photography. We've got, you know, Restoration Dance Art. You know, we've got... oh my gosh, so many. The Little Salon, they've got an extra room now, and they just put in a pedicure room, and they teach scented oil classes and paintings. I mean, we're just stocked up with a lot of great, great people out there. L&L Studios, jewelry making, and you know, like I said, Lorwood Photography.
Yeah,
just so many people.
It's pretty cool, though. If you haven't been out to see it, you really need to get out this Saturday. It runs from 11 to 5 at the Heroic Art Center. It is The Art of Fear. What a great way to kick off the Halloween season. So we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you so
All right,
much.
Eric Hector from Heroic Age. We'll be back after the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.